So Paris gets the 2024 Summer Olympics and Los Angeles gets the 2028 Games. For a while, though, it seemed like the Olympics were an abandoned child. Several cities, including our own Little Boston, pulled out of the running because, frankly, getting the Olympics is a mixed bag. Just ask people in Rio de Janeiro. A year after Rio hosted the Games, Brazilians are saying there's a big gap between what was promised and what was delivered. Reporter Catherine Osborne is based in Rio. So let's start with the promises, Catherine. What was said that these Games would bring to Rio?
Authorities in Brazil, when they talked about the plans for the Games, both to the IOC and to Brazilians, said they would bring about long-term transformations in the city. So for Rio, those included a new policing program for low-income parts of the city, and there was a pledge that the bay would be cleaned up and that new public transportation lines would be built. And Rio's ex-mayor, Eduardo Paes, said, quote, "I like the Olympics because they're an excuse to do things you wouldn't normally do. But now that the Games are over, what we've seen is that they've mostly benefited residents of a wealthy suburb where the Olympic Park was built. And they spent billions of dollars in a way that a lot of people have condemned as irresponsible." The security situation in the city is really sad. Policemen are getting laid off because there's not enough money to pay for them. The state university has had to cancel the semester for the second half of the year. There are several ways in which the reality has just fallen short of these promises.
Did anything work out? Like, what was delivered that will be a lasting legacy for the Cariocas?
There was an investment in public works and museums to revitalize the old city center. And this is near a place called Praça Mauá. And it's something that urban planners here have been calling to do since the 1910s, actually. In addition to that, metro and high-speed bus lines were expanded. But again, it's complicated because their routes mostly lead to the wealthy suburb where the Olympic Park was built and not along the lines that most commuters need in their daily public transportation.
If we go back to 2009, when Brazil's economy was booming, Rio found out it would be hosting the FIFA World Cup in 2014, followed by the Olympics in 2016. How did the political chaos that followed play into how the Olympic Games were handled?
The biggest political event on the national level between the Games' planning and their implementation is that economically there's been a recession, and then politically there's been a federal anti-corruption probe that's uncovered corruption at federal, municipal, and state levels and uncovered a lot of bribery in public works. Mm. And so many of the companies that built the Olympic Park, which are big construction giants, are the main perpetrators of this corruption scheme that's now been revealed. Rio's ex-mayor Eduardo Paes is being investigated for allegedly taking at least $5 million in payments to facilitate construction projects tied to the Olympics. So in the corruption probe that's really uprooted politics here, Olympic projects are found almost at every turn. And it's just revealed what people were worried about and suspicious about from the beginning.
So how would you characterize how many people in Rio feel about the Games today? Was it worth it? Do they have buyer's remorse? Do people even recall having fun?
They recall some key moments. I think it would have been extreme disaster if Brazil had not won the soccer match at the Games. That was like a pure moment of joy and vindication, especially after the World Cup loss to Germany in 2014.
2 years before.
Exactly. And so that was a genuine moment of pride and joy. But right now, looking back a year afterward, buyer's remorse sums it up, and just real sadness and, to be honest, danger for a lot of people in the city who either can't be seen in public hospitals that are closing down, live in neighborhoods where there's continued shootouts, and a lot of sort of dreams being deferred as far as going to university, starting businesses, carrying out your life as normal. So it's a grave anniversary here. No one is celebrating.
Catherine, what advice do people in Rio have for cities that will host the Olympics in the future?
So one of the main slogans of Rio residents here who have been critical of the Games is they ask, "Olympics for whom?" It's important to have transparency at all the stages of the planning process and for citizens to say, you know, if billions of dollars are going to be invested, be it public or private money, this is an opportunity to hopefully make a change that's good in the long term for what the people want and not just what is good for big businesses. So, you know, to keep a close eye on all these processes as they're unfolding, to think about long-term needs of the city, and just really pressuring elected officials and not being afraid to say, you know, listen, we do have agency in this.
Reporter Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Marco.